Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. One of the greatest barriers to learning is thinking you already know enough. That you know everything about that thing. Like when you're pleased with yourself and you stop asking questions, you stop listening, you stop growing. Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, warns us about this danger. His words are like, self-conceit turns one away from seeking knowledge and leads to arrogance and ignorance. Self-conceit, being overly impressed with yourself, has two consequences. First, it makes you stop seeking knowledge, and second, it pushes you toward arrogance and ignorance. Think about it. When you believe you already have the answers, you don't ask questions. When you think you're better than others, you don't learn from them. When you're satisfied with what you know, you stop growing. And that's the danger of self-conceit. Psychologists call this the Dunning-Kruger effect, when people with limited knowledge overestimate their abilities. They don't know what they know, what they don't know, so they remain stuck, confident, but ignorant. Imam Hadi is describing the same thing. Self-conceit makes you blind to your own limitations. You don't seek knowledge because you don't think you need it. And over time, that leads to arrogance, looking down on others, and ignorance, staying in a state of unawareness. The cure is humility. Humility doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less, right? So it means being open to learning, open to being wrong, open to growth. It means knowing that no matter how much you know, there's always more to discover. This applies to all areas of life. In faith, if you think you've already understood everything, you stop deepening your relationship with God. In relationships, if you think you're always right, you stop listening to others. And in work, if you think you've mastered everything, you stop improving. Imam Hadi is calling us to stay humble, to keep seeking knowledge, no matter how much we already have. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny said, "Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Learning never ends. Self-conceit is what ends it." So here's a practical way to see this. Think about someone you respect, someone wise, knowledgeable, and humble. Do they act like they know everything? Usually not. The more someone knows, the more they realize how much they don't know. That's the mark of true wisdom. So Imam Hadi alayhi salam gives us this teaching to protect us from the trap of arrogance. Knowledge is a blessing, but it only grows when we stay humble, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.